Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 19th of July 1971. The title is Be Simple and Become a Sample. Be Simple and Become a Sample. What would you call today's gathering? What would be the name of this gathering according to its actions? Speak of a name based on its act. Many children gave different ideas. Baba continued, Did you speak of the names you gave, considering that to be your practical activity? If you are doing that in a practical way, then what do you become? Those who are worthy and the embodiment of the proof. If you are still practicing it, you cannot be called the embodiment of the proof. If you have it in a practical way, then you are both those who are worthy and also the embodiment of the proof. This group is simple and a sample. You are those who are simple and reveal the sample. You are not just simple in your uniform, but you are those who become simple in every aspect and become a sample. If anything simple is clean, it attracts towards itself. In the same way, if you are simple and clean, that is, pure in your thoughts, your relationships and connections, your interactions and your way of living, that is, if you remain simple and become the sample, you attract others towards yourself. If you are not simple in your thoughts and relationships, what would the alternative be? Simple means ordinary. There should be greatness in the ordinary things. Just as whilst living in the corporeal world, the father remained very simple and became a sample for all of you. The very ordinary things reveal the very great things. So, if you are not ordinary, that is, if you are not simple, then it becomes a problem. Then you have a problem even in thoughts. Even if your way of living is not simple, it becomes one or another problem for the self and also for others. So, do you wish to be a problem or do you wish to remain simple? Those who have problems cannot be simple. So, you should be simple even in your thoughts. If you have any confusion or any problems in your mind, then would that be called simple? Look, Gandhiji was said to be simple. He became simple and revealed himself as an example, did he not? His simplicity in his activities was a sign of his greatness. That was an act of the limited, but here, you have to be the children of the unlimited Father and act in an unlimited way. You are the instruments responsible for the world. Just as the world is unlimited and the Father is unlimited, in the same way, whatever act you perform, perform that whilst stabilizing yourself in an unlimited stage. This act attracts others towards itself. So, in order to be an image that attracts, what do you have to do? You have to be simple. Here in the divine relationships, if you do not remain simple, if you become a problem, what is the result? You are deprived of love and cooperation. Everyone has the good wishes to give love and cooperation even without wanting to, to those who are simple and ordinary. So, in order to be loved by all, and in order to receive cooperation from all, and in order to be cooperative with everyone, it is very essential to be simple. You do not have any problems, do you? Or you yourself have not become a problem, have you? Whether in a Lokic family or in interaction with others, or in the divine family, never bring up any problem in yourself, nor create any problems for anyone. If you become a problem, you become those who take service. You are the godly servers, and so servers means those who do service, not those who take service. If you become those who take service, then your activity is not according to your name. Godly helpers never take service. They give service because they are the children of the bestower. Does the father take anything? He is the bestower. If because of being a problem, you are taking service, then can you be called the children of the bestower? If you take any other kind of extra service, then you can never have the intoxication that you are the children of the bestower and the bestower of blessings. So, is this a group of householders or a group of those who stay in isolation? Your Lokic household has now finished, has it not? Have you transformed your Lokic household into a godly household? Until you transform this, you cannot stabilize yourself in an alokic stage. This is why you were told that whilst staying in your household, you must constantly remember your name, form, virtue and task through which the Lokic household will be transformed. By constantly considering your name to be the servers, there will not be any bossiness. Servers constantly have the consciousness of humility and are humble. And they don't consider their home to be a home, but a service place. The main virtue of a server is renunciation. If there isn't renunciation, there cannot be any service. Through renunciation, you become the embodiment of tapasya. The duty of a server is to constantly do service. Whether one does service through the mind, service through words, or service through actions, to be a server means to remain constantly engaged in service. They never consider service to be separate from themselves. They constantly have attention on service. Such a soul is called a server. So consider yourself to be a server and stay in your home considering it to be a service place. Remain as those who have an attitude of renunciation and those who are the embodiment of tapasya. If you constantly have love in the intellect to do service, then your Lokic household will be transformed into a godly household. So what newness will this group show, which no other group has shown as yet? You must definitely bring about some newness. You have especially come here to the bhakti, and so there must be some special transformation in yourself. You walk and move around, but now bring about a speciality within yourself and have your name added to the list of special souls before you return. Do you know how many lists Bab Dada has? Which list is your name in? Try to put your name amongst the list of the special souls. You become a special soul when you perform a special duty or you show a special speciality. So, return from here as special souls. Have you died a living death or have you come to die a living death? You have become Brahma Kumars having died alive, have you not? It was only when you died and took another birth that you were named Brahma Kumars. To die and take a new birth is called dying a living death. Otherwise, how can you become Brahma Kumars before taking another birth? You are the children and you have a right, but you have to become worthy and give the proof. By having the awareness that you have died alive, even that body doesn't remain yours. Baba has given you that body for godly service. You have died alive, but you have received that body for godly service. By having this consciousness, you will even consider that body to be something given to you in trust to look after. When you are given something in trust, there is no feeling of it being yours when looking after it. You do not even have any attachment to it. So, consider that body to be something given to you in trust, then attachment to that body will also finish. Just as by being a trustee and considering that something given to you is in trust, you have very little attachment, in the same way you have been given that body in trust just for doing godly service. Seeing whatever has been given to you in trust, you automatically remember the one who gave it to you in trust. The spiritual father has given it to you in trust, and so you must remember the spiritual father. By considering it to be given to you in trust, there will also be spirituality, and with spirituality, there will constantly be comfort, that is, rahat in the intellect. There will not be any tiredness. By mixing something or misusing whatever has been given to you in trust, instead of there being spirituality, there is then confusion. Instead of comfort, there is fear. So this is why this body is just given to you for godly service. By considering it to be given to you in trust, you will automatically have a spiritual stage. This is an easy method, is it not? Now, you will constantly be able to be an easy yogi, will you not? Constantly remain stable in the stage of spirituality. You have to show this newness so that, seeing all of you, others have the experience that you have come here as samples. In order to make the pilgrimage of remembrance easy for others, you have to become a sample before you return. This group will return as a sample, will you not? If one sample goes to each place, then everything would become very simple. What name will you remember for yourself? Servers. You are servers. But now do such service that you enable others to receive instant fruit. So what slogan will you remember? You are those who reveal your spiritual stage and those who reveal the instant fruit to each and every soul. This is the duty of this group. The more you make your stage of spirituality firm, the more you will be able to give instant fruit. If you do not reveal the stage of spirituality, the fruit cannot be practically visible. In order to reveal the practical fruit, reveal your spiritual stage. Do you understand? What renunciation will this group have through which you can become the embodiment of tapasya? Generally, what is the obstacle in your practical daily timetable? In one word, it is called bossiness. This is why you are not able to have spiritual intoxication. The bossiness that you have whilst in a household of I am the creator, or the bossiness in your interaction or even in relationships with others, the main obstacle is that of bossiness. You have to renounce this. Servers never show any bossiness, and this is why you have to renounce bossiness. This is the main renunciation. You have the courage to renounce, do you not? Whatever promises you make, apply the imperishable stamp on each promise. Because of not applying the imperishable stamp, the promise becomes temporary. It is seen in the result of some that they make a promise when they go from here, but then they change their promise and start to cry out in distress. What can I do, Baba? Why did this happen? Now, help me. I did not wish this, but this is why it happened. So, instead of being a yogi, you become one who is separated and you cry out in distress. Now, you have to be a constant yogi, not a separated one who cries out in distress. You have to demonstrate this in a practical way. You have to do whatever you have said. No matter what you have to tolerate, you will definitely face them and become victorious. You have to be one another's helpers and continue to have good wishes for everyone. And then, if you are cooperative, what are you not able to achieve? If you continue to have good wishes for one another and are cooperative with one another, then Maya does not have the courage to come into your territory. This is the power of cooperation. You have to show the practical form of the power of this gathering. Acha Om Shanti.